1.
I live in Berkeley, California. It's a peaceful place for an American city. In 20 years, I've never so much as noticed the police station. Never occurred to me that I even needed to know where it was.
So, it's Joe, right?
Yes.
Zoe?
Hi, Zoe.
Hi, please.
2.
But now here I am, inside the place, surrounded by cinder block walls and pictures of legendary police officers. And across the table from me, there's a living legend, Officer Joe Ledoux.
3.
So I'm going to tell you what happened to me.
Okay.
And why I'm here. So, beginning of last year, we started to get calls at 8 in the morning from Citigroup, big bank. And it was like, I was getting the kids out the door for breakfast and the phone would ring. And this happened not 10 times, not 20 times, not 30 times, but 50 times. I mean, it was just like harassment.
4.
And they said I owed them money. And it was absolutely bizarre because we never had any business with Citigroup. I mean, no credit cards, no nothing. But they said we had like $15,000 of outstanding loans.
I just want to say that again so you hear it. Citigroup said I owed them $15,000.
5.
And so finally I said, look, quit calling us. You're just driving us crazy in the mornings. And for whatever reason, they just stopped calling.
Okay.
The next thing that happens is I get a note from American Express saying my credit score has collapsed because I have welched on a debt to Citigroup.
6.
So American Express called me and says, we're going to put a limit on your account because your FICO score has declined. And I called them and said, well, how's this happen? How do you even know this? Oh, well, a credit aggregator named Experian has sent us a report saying you've got some bad debts.
7.
I didn't even know what Experian was or what it did. As it turns out, there are a bunch of companies that make their money by gathering up whatever any one bank or credit card company has to say about you, and then spreading the word to the others. So that if one bank thinks you owe them money, all the others see you as a problem.
8.
Experian is one of those companies, and I'd become one of those problems.
Someone claiming to be me opened a credit card account with Citibank in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And he gave as his address a street in Miami. But it's a street that doesn't even exist.
9.
Credit limit was $15,000. Somehow he managed to borrow $16,406 and repay none of it.
$16,406.
Okay. When I called Experian to say, how come you have this on my credit report? They said, well, we can't do anything about it. Just Citigroup said you owe them this money. So I called Citigroup.
10.
And Citigroup said they didn't know who I was and had no record of my social security number. I mean, it was just a mess. I was stuck on hold for hours and they gave me no joy.
I mean, no joy at all. Finally, Experian tells me that I need to file an identity theft complaint with the FTC.
Was it the Federal Trade Commission? Which I did.
11.
And they said I had to go come to the police station and file a report for them to take seriously my claim that my identity had been stolen.
So to summarize myself just there, a big New York bank hands 15, 16 grand to someone pretending to be me, Michael Lewis.
12.
Then some credit agency broadcasts a total lie about my behavior, and now I need to drive down to my local police station and bother a local cop?
So that's why I'm here. I want to file a police report for identity theft. And I want to ask you a couple questions about it before I do it.
Sounds good.
The first is, how often do you all have people filing identity theft reports with the police?
Very frequently.
Oh, so this is not weird.
It's not completely uncommon, no.
13.
But that isn't the question I most wanted an answer to. I'd been stewing on another question. For so long, it's almost hard to put it into words.
I mean, just as a law enforcement officer, does it not strike you as strange that I've never had anything to do with either one of these parties, and they roped me into this, and all, it's my problem all of a sudden? It seems to me that Citigroup should be filing some sort of complaint with the police, not me, and that I shouldn't have to deal with this at all.
14.
It's very odd that it's framed this way. The whole notion of identity theft, no one's, I'm still me.
For the first time, Officer Ledoux is looking at me a little dubiously, like I'm crossing some line, like I'm going to start asking him for his opinions about animal rights, or about the local Native American burial ground that somehow wound up under the parking lot of a fish restaurant. Cops don't control the rules of the game. They just enforce them.